You are listening to the Beyond the High Road podcast with Shelby Milford, episode number 42. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Beyond the High Road.
Well, hello, you guys. How is everybody doing today? Before I begin, let me just say I haven't said it in a couple of weeks. If you haven't already, please rate and review the podcast wherever you get it. If you're finding any relief from any of the episodes, then that means that another parent like us might also. And so the more ratings, the more written reviews that we get, the chances of another parent like you or I are much higher that they will find us. Okay. So yeah, please do that. I would love, love, love that. And that's it. So today we are talking about your wants, honoring your wants, your desires, and why I think it is it's essential for your healing and also for your happiness, for your health, really. So do you know what it is that you want? Do you know what you desire, short-term and long-term? Can you easily make the decision on what you want? Do you have a hard time when you go to a restaurant deciding on one thing on the menu? If somebody poses the question to you, what do you want for your life in 10 years? What is your response? Do you often say, I don't know? Do you often think, I don't know? If your answer is yes to those last couple questions, then I'll just say that I'm with you. I was there too. I think that most parents who have experienced alienation, most people who have gone through events like we have or any sort of adverse experiences would share your sentiments, right? At least at one point in their recovery. Whenever I first started in my healing, and actually for a long time through it, I had a hard time with knowing what I wanted. What I wanted was to not feel the way that I was feeling. I knew what I didn't want. And what I want to offer you today is that I think there's nothing more important than your answers to these questions. Nothing. What your wants are out of your day, out of your week, out of your month, out of your year, and ultimately entire life, those are the points of life. You might feel like you don't have a right to explore what you want. You might feel like by proclaiming or recognizing what it is you want, that it will be taken away from you. And so as a defense mechanism, the brain has deemed all wants, all desires, the true desires, that those need not be explored, because that would mean in your brain's way of thinking, that would mean disappointment and ultimately death. And so you might be denying yourself opportunities that otherwise would be there for you. And you may not be doing it intentionally, like with your higher thinking brain, you're definitely not doing it. But your primitive brain, your emotional brain might be trying to keep you safe and away from potential failure. And so instead, we push it way far down and cover it up for so long that we lose touch with our own self, our own inner reality. And that ends up blocking your energy from living your fullest life. Think about it. If you are living your life every day just trying to get by, just going through the motions, just to be able to pay the bills, just to appease your kiddos so that they're not mad at you, just fly below the radar so that your ex doesn't have anything to use against you, existing, right? If you are living your life doing what the guardian ad litem or what your attorney says to do, you effectively deny and turn your back on yourself. And I'm not saying that part of your wants won't be that you want to follow the guidelines that your attorney set out, or even the guidelines that you've agreed with yourself that you would follow for your kid, okay? But I think that there is a big difference between deciding to do those things because that's what you want, and then also at the same time, knowing what it is you're working towards and why it is you're choosing those things within a whole group of wants for your own self, for a higher want for you, okay? Like if you're only doing and living your life for the things that you think other people want for you, then first off, ultimately, you were born with you and you will die with you. And of course, all of these things happen along the way and re-accrue, you know, family members and friends and what have you throughout our life. But if we are living for somebody else or for what we think somebody else wants of us or what we think is supposed to happen for us, then I think we miss out on the full experience of life when we do that. Think about it. If you are in a relationship and somebody wants you to go to church on Sundays, but that's just not really what you have in your heart. When you go to church on Sundays, guess what happens with you? Chances are going to be 9 times out of 10, you're going to grow to resent either the person that is wanting you to do the thing or resent the church or resent yourself or all three. And you're also, each time that you do show up to church, you're doing it and not in the most fully you way. You're not living into your full potential in the action of going to church. Fill in the blank there. That was just the first thing that came to mind. I know that's one that's a point of contention for a lot of families, religion. So that's why I brought that one up. But put that for any situation that you have when you're doing something ultimately because you think somebody else will be happy with you or they expect that, then you end up not showing up as the fullest you. If you're spending this, if we're going to stay with the example of church, every Sunday for 2.5 hours, for however many years, that time has been taken up on you doing something that you do not want to do. And you know what? We really all only have 24 hours in a day. And I think time is so precious. I never even until more recent, last really like year or so, did I really realize how true that is. It's like my time is so precious. I don't choose anymore to spend my time doing things that I think that people want me to do or doing things that people have outright said that they want me to do for their happiness. I don't do it anymore. I refuse to do it anymore. And whenever I catch myself falling in back into that way of thinking, I quickly become uncomfortable. I've become intolerant of being able to keep that up for a long period of time anymore because it's just not me showing up in the most authentic way that I possibly can. Some people make the argument, yeah, but if you love somebody, shouldn't you want to do those things because it'll make them happy? And to that, I say this, think about it this way. If they want you to do something that makes you unhappy, why? Why do they need you to be unhappy for their happiness? I think like the people that really love you and that you really love in your life, if you were to ask them, it's like, listen, I'm doing this and it actually really makes me unhappy. And this is really what I want for my life. I think most people, like your long-term relationships anyway, unconditional relationships, I think they would want you to choose being true to you over doing something for the sake of their happiness. I just think honoring your own desires, living into your own wants is contributing to you getting to the fullest version of you. Right. And that doesn't make sense to live your life based on what somebody else wants for you. You're only selling yourself out by doing so. Also, when you're living your life for the paycheck and for the things that you think other people want for you, you probably find yourself with a short fuse where you feel like you're just always so full up to your, you know, your throat with pressure. Right. I know this because I've been there. The feeling of like not knowing what I wanted and doing what I thought I needed to do in order to survive. Living like that sucks. I know how much it sucks. I would find myself feeling frustrated. My energy was very low. That was at a point when I was feeling sick, like chronic symptoms and sickness, right? I was in and out of going to the doctor trying to figure out what was wrong with me. I went to specialist after specialist, blood doctors, kidney doctor, you name it. I was at the cancer center. I mean, everywhere. And nobody could come up with a valid explanation as to why all of these weird things, neuropathy, like crazy things were happening with me. And now I can look back and those symptoms have magically disappeared throughout the last couple few years. And it just so happens that during that time, I was doing my like mental, emotional healing. And that stuff all of a sudden just wasn't there. because of all of the ways that I was living for other people and didn't know what I wanted, what I would do is I would tell myself, oh, well, I deserve something for me. I deserve a reward here. And so I would go for the short-term pleasures like drinking, which only actually exacerbated my symptoms more and also my mental state more. Okay. So when I started paying attention to my wants, like intentionally, deliberately, consciously started giving myself the permission and the space to question, get curious about, honor my own desires, that's when I noticed my energy started to come back to me. My frequency started to raise. And that's also when I stopped needing things to change with my custody situation and outside of me. This is the key, really, right here, is like you want to know how to feel better about your situation of alienation, or maybe even something on top of that, a relationship issue or your career, job issue, money issue, whatever it is. The key to it is going inside and paying attention to you, to what it is that you want. That is the key. And when you start honoring your own selves, then those other things, you don't need them to change as much. Okay. And I know I've probably described that in all different kinds of ways throughout these episodes. But yeah, if somebody asked me how to find immediate relief from their situation of alienation and the agony they feel like they're in because they're missing their child, then I would say to counterintuitively pay attention to what it is that they truly desire and they truly want out of life, aside from needing anybody else to change. That's the big but there. And when you do that, you'll find that you literally step into your power, because once you don't need anybody else to change, then you can truly start to honor yourself. But when you're needing something outside of you to change, then you effectively turn your back on your own self. Okay. So I think it's very, very, very important for you to ask the questions, what it is that you desire, what you desire in the long term, what do you desire for your food today? What do you desire to do with your weekends? And what do you desire for your life in 6 months from now, in a year from now, in 5 years, 10 years? If you don't know, you truly are like, Shelby, I don't fucking know what I desire. And if that is you, then I want you, well, first, I think it's really important that you spend some time with yourself, more time with yourself than you're spending. And what I mean by that is many of you will be like, I spend all day with myself all the time. In fact, I'm isolated. What I mean is with you, like designate a time in the morning, in the afternoon, evening, I don't care, whenever it is, designate a time every day to you where you sit for 15 minutes and whether you close your eyes, you keep them open, and you just go inward, where you're not doing anything with your hands. You're not doing anything with your mind, except for trying to empty it, let it go. Let the thoughts sort of float away, okay? And just as much as you can. And I know this is not an easy ask, okay? But you get better at it with time. It's basically like, I refrain from saying meditation because sometimes that hits people the wrong way. You can call it whatever you want. It's some quiet time. You to fall in love with yourself, reignite that with yourself. Okay. Notice though, too, before I even go on, notice when you do it, if you're resisting being quiet, if you're resisting not fidgeting, if you need something, if your leg is like restless leg, right? Notice that about yourself. You don't need to change anything, but I want you to like acknowledge it. Like, oh, I see that it's uncomfortable for me to sit. I wonder why. I think that's super helpful. And then also, like on a separate time, make a list of all the things you don't want. I remember back when I was living in Texas, Matt McConaughey did this commencement speech for, I guess it was UT because he's of his affiliation there. I remember where I was when I heard this one part of it. He said, I think this part is the part that went viral. He's like, if you don't know what you want, then ask yourselves what it is you don't want. And I was like in opposition to this. I didn't like it. Because I was thinking, listen, if you're concentrating on what it is you don't want, then you're only going to create more of that. But what I now think, I've sort of amended that. I think it is true that you need to concentrate on what you want. But in order to get to that, sometimes we need to look at what we don't want, right? And so writing the things down, what you don't want, like from your past, your present, and your future, once you come to those answers, then you must, this is an unskippable step, is then turn each one of those things you don't want into the opposite, into what you do want. Look at like everything that you don't want. Okay, what's the opposite of that? Okay, I'm going to write that down. This is what I do want. I don't want to be in a dysfunctional relationship. Okay, what I do want is functional relationships like that. You must write down your do want list. That's what you put your focus on. That's what you start creating in your life. This is what you look towards. This is like your temporary list to start living into and speaking over your life. If you have to recite this list to yourself every morning, every afternoon, every evening before you go to bed, do that. Because even just like affirmations, when you're stating what it is you do want, you begin to think in that way. Already, our brains are so focused on the negative, just the way that we biologically are made. So until we, all of us as a species, evolve past that, we have to be aware of that. And so for me, I always state what it is that I want more than what I don't want, so that I'm heading in that direction. Because if I'm thinking constantly about what I don't want, guess what I'm going to create? I'm going to create more of what I don't want. And that's not what I want for you. I want you to create what you do want, right? And so you must start thinking in that language. Start actually saying the do wants. Even if you're just still exploring, stating those is much healthier than stating what you don't want, because you're just going to keep creating that. What you think always creates your results. The second concept I want to give you is compliments of one of my mentors, actually two of my mentors. They both talk about, Brooke calls it the future store. And then Abraham also does a version of this. I think she calls it like future eyes or something like that. But like, imagine yourself like in your quiet time moments, close your eyes and imagine yourself walking into a humongous store with your name on it. Like for me, it would be the Shelby store. And for you, it would be your store. And it's your future. It's everything that you could possibly ever want is in that store. Everything. And some things that you don't want too, right? But it's like this smorgasbord of all things you, right? It could be your future in 10 years and what everything that you could ever imagine is in the store, like a superstore. And there's a section for homes and there's a section for personality traits. And there's a section for style and there's a section for cars, you know, so superficial and also like the inner stuff, whole store with your name on it. Imagine yourself walking into that store and trying things on, like taking them all to the dressing room and trying on different futures for yourself, different things that you want to, places you want to live, like continents you want to visit. Imagine going on a 3 month long trek in Antarctica. You try it on, you're like, oh, this is amazing. Oh, maybe it's not so amazing. And so you put that one back on the rack and then you try on different cars, try on all of the things you might want in the future. And you don't have to take any of them to the register. You don't ever have to check out, but it's just so great to be able to walk around and stroll through the store that is you, all the things that you could create for yourself. Just exploring what might be possible, something that you want to try in real life, maybe for a little while, something that seems like, wow, I could really love that. Maybe you want to speak 5 different languages. It all begins with the concept in your mind, right? And really trying on what fits you, not what you think somebody else wants for you, not what somebody else told you they want for you, not what you think is supposed to be the right thing for you to do for a person of your stature in your situation, not because of what you think your kids want you to do or your ex or whoever, your current partner. These things you want to be trying on for you, what is possible for your future, because you are the one that is waking up and going to sleep with you every day of your life, okay? You don't have to take all these things home. You could just imagine what life might be like if that was you, right? Not worrying about what people might think, because the things that you're trying on and are finding alluring to you maybe those things are completely different than what you show up as in this world like now. Maybe you stop yourself from being or doing or wearing the things that you truly want because you think that people will judge you because it's not what you've done up until now. Put all of that, what people might think and what you might look like aside, and just truly honor yourself, at least for these imagination sessions. Each time you go up into the you store, make that about you, okay? Give yourself at least that time to start, you know, to really explore and contemplate and see what feels good for you, okay? That is something that I believe not only do you owe to yourself, but you, future you, will really appreciate that you did, because it all starts in between here. It all starts with you imagining, you envisioning the concept or the thing that you want, okay? You will notice that what the ex is doing and what your child is doing or not doing, your boss or whoever, what those people are doing matters less and less the more that you start living into your deepest and truest desires for yourself. I think there is no bigger service you can be to this world, to yourself and to your child and to everybody than to acknowledge, honor, and live into what it is that you genuinely desire, because you were made special and unique and you are made as you for a reason. Your wants and your desires, those things you are meant to live into. There's a reason why you want those things. And if you don't know what you want, right? Like I said, you turn everything around and then you try each one of these, the things on that you think you want until you find the exact combination of the things that you want. So that's another thing too, is that you can, once you get to what you think you want, and it may be super vague, you have to go out and try different things. Put the future store on in your head and decide what you're going to try for now want, okay? And each time you come to an instant gratification situation where you're like, I really want that right now, ask yourself the question, will satisfying this immediate gratification desire, will this hinder my ability to ultimately get the long-term desire? Will it be at the detriment to my long-term goals? And it'd be really helpful for you if you haven't. My habits part two episode, I think it's the part two, explains this a little bit in further detail. And so even if you're not trying to quit some sort of habit like addiction, because we all have the same reward system set up. Every human has got this. In fact, mammals have this reward system set up in us. So I think it's helpful to understand how that works, because it does speak to our instant gratification desires and our long-term desires. And when we understand that the reward center is actually set up to want things instantly and now, because of where we came from in evolution, we needed to get things quick and now and fast, because that's what was required of us to survive back then. And so knowing that, we can train the brain to overcome, to not answer instant gratification urges in the name of satisfying your long-term goals and desires. This is super helpful. So anyway, it's very important that you differentiate your short-term wants between your long-term wants. What I always like to do, if I'm like the way that I did it, especially when I was first, because I used alcohol as a crutch, I would just ask myself, and I got this from Mark Manson, but I just would ask myself the simple question of, if I don't drink, will I regret that decision tomorrow? And the answer was always no, because I knew that the next day I would always regret having the hangover and having done whatever drinking I was going to do, right? So that's the best question, I think, for me to ask. So no matter, even if it's not drinking for you, even if it's whatever, even if it's, you know, scrolling on Facebook, will I regret not doing this later? So anyway, that's the best way to differentiate between the immediate desires and the long-term desires. And the long-term desires are honestly always the way to pick. Always. Right? The short-term desires are just the quickie things that the reward system is set up for. But the long-term desires, when you start going, choosing those, you start regulating the way that your dopamine is hitting. And so then you start reconditioning your brain to receive pleasure, more pleasure, when you fulfill the long-term desires. Okay? So that is all I have for you guys. I hope you have a wonderful day. Listen, if you haven't already, please rate and review wherever you're listening to this show. I would love, love, love it. And it really, really does. It helps other parents like you and me to find us. And so if you're finding relief from this, then they might too. So please do that. And that is all. Y'all have a wonderful week. Thanks so much for listening today, guys. I'm honored that you chose to share your time with me. If you like what you've been hearing and you want more, come join me in the new monthly membership, where we take the concepts that you hear about here and, using a logical framework, you learn to apply them to your specific situations, upgrading your thoughts and your life, even while experiencing the grief of alienation. For more information, go to beyondthehighroad.com. See you soon.